Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
So that's why the WEF and the UN are coming in Ireland and in areas of Asia and in the Netherlands and saying by 2030, 80% of your cows have got to be dead. And they just banned like 30% this year in the Netherlands. And it didn't matter people were 80% against it in polls. It didn't matter. They sent the military in against the peaceful farmers that were just protesting, just like the peaceful truckers in Canada got brutally attacked. And so they're all WEF globalist alumni. That the big banks, on record, brag, they've penetrated the cabinets, to quote Klaus Schwab. They put their operatives in to cut off our energy, demoralize us, release the hardened criminals, put the political activists in prison, continue to cut off the resources to make an angrier world. Klaus Schwab says, we're going to make the world collapse. We're going to have everybody turn against each other. We're going to blame the political classes that we own and control. And then when we're done, we'll bring in our new solution. But first, they have to demolish the cultures and societies that we had before with the fentanyl, with the open borders, with the demoralization, and then they bring in their next phase, which is a high-tech, cashless society, robot, drone-controlled nightmare. More than half of the U.S. in their official U.N. maps that they've had for more than 25 years, that are some of my first films, show half the U.S. off-limits to humans. All cars will have to have GPS. Everybody by law will have to have a cell phone at all times. Australia just did this last year, tried to push it through. And that's the admitted global UN standardized plan where you don't leave your house without a cell phone. Every car, is robot kill switch, GPS controlled. California's moving to ban all the quote classic cars. That's any car that doesn't have a digital, ignition. And they admit it's for control. So if people think things are bad now, the straitjacket, the ball and chain is going on. It's all being militarily run. Our military is great men and women, but at the top, our military has been globalist trained New World Order people for at least 30, 40 years. They've got almost every general, every person under their control, and that's why it came out in the UK and Europe and also here in Canada. You pulled the headlines. Defense Department purposely scared public into lockdowns, masking, and taking inoculations. UK headline, British Ministry of Defense secretly brainwashed and terrorized public. Canada, same headline. They even let you know, oh, the military is here to do this. And now, oh, the CIA and Justice Department is there to help surveil the public to stop disinformation. And it turned out, of course, almost all that disinformation was true.
Always.
About everything. So we have to understand, our governments have been seized. The big corporations want to get rid of the American idea. Like you got 50 acres and your house and a business and a farm and you can take care of your family and you're independent. They have to destroy all that because the rest of the world aspires to that. Instead, they want 15-minute cities, central bank digital currencies. They want all of these systems that track and trace everything you do in the social credit scores. And the plan for the rest of the public, we're talking 99%, is 250 square foot coffin apartments, 5G bathing you in them, literally eating bug protein. And you see the system, the media going after Biden, and he deserves it, but they were covering it up until now. Now they're covering the laptop. Now they're covering Attack on the Dog. Now they're covering, you know, all of his senility, all the corruption, the Chinese spies.
Attacking a dog. What a pig he is. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I was told that by Secret Service and by people that, let's just say, work with them. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I actually have a contact for you. I'd like to be able to hear it from them. But when this is over, I'll let you actually hear it from yourself. I think they'll tell you off record. I think they're willing to talk to you. But, yeah, he is completely out of his mind. He wanders around for the entire 2.5 years. It's getting worse. Naked in the White House. In the middle of the night, doesn't know who he is. They had to give him a bunch of drugs, yeah. A bunch of amphetamines in the morning. Then they've got to drug him. At night, sometimes he's got to, though, he'll, like, be out for the morning for a while, and then he comes back out at night for a ball. That's when there's a real problem.
He is on drugs. I have established that. I know someone who witnessed it. I'm not guessing at this. I know someone personally who witnessed him taking amphetamines. And this was during the 2020 election.
So how's this going to go? That's huge. I know you don't play games. You've been proven.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Friday, December 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to welcome the giant new audience tuning in. The Tucker interview, the Drop Yesterday, is the biggest story on the internet right now, really affecting change and warning the planet about the globalist depopulation plan. And so much more. Owen Schroyer got out of prison about 15 days early. This morning, our crew picked him up in Louisiana. He'll be joining us from the road via video link coming up at the bottom of the hour. But here's an opening salvo from the Tucker Alex Jones interview. You look at the trajectory of this, how they're escalating on Trump, whether you love him or hate him. He's now a populist icon. He's now the underdog. The globalists are coming after him. They're coming after our right to vote for who we want. He gets 60% against
which is the fundamental right in a democracy. The people rule. I can vote for whomever I want. And if you don't like that person, that's immaterial. Right?
Absolutely. And he's been indicted for saying they're stealing elections. They're stealing it.
I'm aware.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And there are indictments of him. It's election theft, but yes.
But despite that, he's got 60% against all of the Republicans. He's 15, 20 points ahead of Biden. It's backfired, but the deep state's not going to stop. So you said to Trump several times in that 400 million views or whatever you got, biggest show ever, you know, you said to him, well, isn't the next thing them trying to kill you? And he's so confident he doesn't want to think about that. I admire someone that's that confident, you know, the deep state does kill people. And that's their only next move because this is failing. And I think they're going to kill Biden, too. Or I think they're going to try to – what you said in the speech again before the last one I talked about like a month ago, you said, I don't see Biden and Trump being the candidates. You see the system, the media going after Biden, and he deserves it, but they were covering it up until now. Now they're covering the laptop. Now they're covering attack on the dog. Now they're covering, you know, all of his senility. All the corruption, the Chinese spies.
Hacking a dog. What a pig he is.
By the way, just to show how deceptive the corporate media is, a whole bunch of publications. I think I left them out there in the printer. Those stories I printed up for one live. Give them to me, guys. Said Jones is making up that Biden is mean to his dog. It's come out in mainstream news, and he's been caught on video kicking it, and that it attached the Secret Service. I mean, we talk about all these things that are real, and they sit there and deny that they're doing it, down to Biden. But the establishment's backing of Biden has come to an end. Hunter Biden faces 17 years in prison after spending millions on lavish, hard-parting lifestyles while dodging taxes. Yeah, a bunch of hookers and cocaine. House Republicans unveil resolution to authorize Biden impeachment. Inquiry, and the speaker says he's going to let that continue to roll forward. We've got a lot to get into here today. Western aid to Ukraine falls off a cliff.
according to International German Monitor Group. And the response is not just Biden 2 days ago saying, well, we'll just go to war with Russia. Now the Secretary of Defense, Tucker Carlson, broke, they have the sources, told a closed-door meeting of Congress that our sons and daughters will die soon if we don't give them $106 billion. So total blackmail by these criminals will be breaking all of this down today. Studies show vaccinated more likely to suffer from ear disease. That's what everybody kept reporting was tinnitus. Blood disorders and hair loss. Yeah. So it breaks your DNA, makes you accelerate your aging. Big, prestigious studies out. But they just say conspiracy theory, disinfo. They don't want to respond to any of the facts that we see all around us. The plunging life expectancy of every country that took the shot, the plunging fertility rate of every country that took the shots, it's just incredible. The exploding cardiovascular situation, it's just unbelievable they actually did it. I mean, I find it hard to believe, and that's what they're counting on, is it's so horrible, so crazy, so over the top. The Netherlands, oh, by 2030, 90% of all cows will be killed in the Netherlands, kill 30% this year. 80% of people in polls are against it. They roll tanks and troops in and beat and attack the farmers and just start slaughtering their cows. It's barely even on the news. Now Ireland's going to kill their cows. I mean, it's just insane. It doesn't sound real. I remember like 2 years ago, the document came out of the Department of Energy. They said, yeah, we're going to have regulations in 2023 to ban the new production of gas range stoves. They went, oh, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Even though it was a real memo, and now they're saying, yes, we want it, and New York just banned them or began the process. I mean, it's always the same tactics. Like, oh, we don't want illegal aliens to vote, and then over 100 jurisdictions have passed laws illegal aliens can vote, all Democrat. Oh, there's no caravans. Remember just 3-4 years ago? Oh, Trump's making it up. There's no caravans. John Stewart, there's no caravans. Giant 100,000-person caravan slamming into the border every month. Now it's every week. I mean, it is insane asylum level. Total, complete, insane asylum level. You know, I like to drive down to South Texas, but really I like West Texas. And every 3 or 4 months I like to drive out to Big Bend. And just it's old West out there. If you're in a car wreck, cops aren't coming for 2 hours. I mean, it's cool because you're all by yourself. And they got a checkpoint 70 miles in to the country. That's in the federal law. They can do that. And when they drive you through the checkpoint, they ask what you're doing, where you're going. I just look at them every time and I go, you know, the border's wide open and you know, I'm a citizen. I'm not smuggling any kids. So don't ask me where I'm a citizen. You can tell I am. And they go, you're right. And just laugh and wave me through. And I'm not disrespecting the Border Patrol. I'm just not going to sit there while they cut open the barbed wire fences and run bulldozers over it in front of us and have the federal courts order our governor to stop trying to secure it. And then they still want to ask me if I'm a citizen. And the last time I was down there, the guy goes, all right, Alex, have a good day. Because they always know who I am. And I'm like, yeah, why are you asking me if I'm a U.S. citizen? And why are you asking what's in my car? I'm just like, let's not keep the facade going here. The charade. This is a lie. Now, if they were doing their job at actually securing it, they wanted to ask me questions and check or whatever, I'd be like, sure, because maybe I'm smuggling drugs or something. But the damn thing's open at the border, so I don't want to be 70 miles into the United States. Federal law, they do it for 100 miles in. I'm just not playing along with you, man. If you don't want to get preached at, then wave me through. Just leave me alone. I'm not playing along with this game. Now, they started actually arresting and executing fentanyl dealers. I'd be like, yeah, pull me over, search my car, because I'm coming in out of the border. Fine, I don't have fentanyl, but that's not going on, folks. They're letting it all through, and I'm going to I'm going to stop ranting. Yesterday, I've been on air, it'll be 29 years in April. No, 30 years in April. 29 years. It'll be 30 years in April that I first started getting on shows and going and speaking to city council and county commission, all the rest of it. I was 20 years old. 20 years old. And so we should have some type of bookmark or I'm not a big guy into, like, you know, celebrating things or having toast or a bunch of pomp and circumstance, but I think 30 years of this operation is a big deal. 25 years of InfoWars when he came up with that name and launched that. Vic Vreeland, deputy fire chief, had the idea. Told me I should have a website and help me set it up. That's his idea. I always give credit to who it's due. People are like, Jones must be an operative. He had the perfect name, InfoWar. Well, I mean, Vic Vreeland was in Air Force Intelligence in Vietnam and did a bunch of stuff. And it's his idea. And he said, we're the people's InfoWar. But that was the type of guys I got educated by. There's so many of them. And the only reason we're here today, all those great people. I called Vic like 5 years ago. He's lived out, I don't even know if he's alive now. Bastrop, he's really old now. Maybe he's not alive, I don't know. And I said, please come on. He said, Alex, we love you, but man, we're retired. We're really old, buddy. So we're proud of you. Good luck. And if you ever want to come out and have a glass of lemonade, go ahead. And I should go. I should have gone out there. I didn't do it. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before I plunge into all the earth-shaking news, it really is surreal to be on air 29 years, almost 30, and how true everything came. And I got to just hand it to my grandfathers and my father and my uncle, hell, even my dad's brother, too. He was aware of all this. He's still alive, great guy, Joe Lynn Jones. But, man, were they dead on. If it wasn't for all the patriots in America that were aware of the New World Order decades and decades and decades ago. I mean, they knew about this stuff in the 50s, and they've been holding it back and holding it back, and we've been educating people and building infrastructure, and just, we got a real shot at beating these people now, because all their gaslighting about how none of this exists isn't working anymore. But then when I pull back and I see 40%+ increase in death worldwide over any other year before. The worst years before that was like World War One, a 7-8% increase. World War Two didn't even kill as many as World War One. World War One mainly killed military. World War Two killed a bunch of civilians, so it's kind of apples and oranges. But I mean, they're really killing 20 million people. That's a high number. The low number is at 13 million. Most come in about 18-19 million, depending on the actuaries. But man, that's just incredible. And then the 80+ million the UN admits starved to death because of the lockdowns. I mean, these people are out to kill us. And I just don't see how humanity goes along with this. I have a real trouble people buying this. The problem is, as I said last segment, it's so horrible that it's unbelievable. But it's really happening. But if we'll just get over the fact that we would never even think of such things, but there are people that are thinking of it, and they run things, and they're trying to do it. They really selfishly see us using resources and having kids and flying around and having a great time, and they're pissed, man. They want all that to stop. And I'm just saying, are we going to let these people do this? I mean, are we really going to go along with all that? You know, I can't say enough about Tucker Carlson. He's admitted to it. He came here 10 years ago and apologized to me. He was a guy that bought into the system. He really thought America hadn't been taken over. He heard my show and thought that I was a terrible liar. And then as he saw more and more things come true, he started to wake up 10, 11 years ago. He was in town, came to visit, came on the show. We got to know each other, became friends over the years. And I've known Tucker a long time, been to dinner with him a lot, been at events with him. But I'd never been to Maine, and I spent 3 days with him in Maine where he grew up. And the guy is a super outdoorsman. I mean, that guy knows how to run a buck, skin a buck, run a trot line. He can plow fields all day long. He can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. He can sharpen his chainsaw so fast it'll make your head spin, and is a great shot. And he's got all this cool property he's bought over the years out there. It's like a wonderland. And he's all like, hell, move up here, man. Let's get on up here with me. I mean, he's just... the guy you see on TV giggling and laughing and having fun, he's like Santa Claus or something, man. I've never been around anybody like him. And we'd be up at 7 in the morning, and he'd be cooking breakfast. I was at his house bouncing off the walls. And then it'd be 11 o'clock at night, and he'd be telling jokes and all this. And I'm just like, how the hell do you have this much energy? He's like, oh, God, just shot a bear on my property. Let's go look at this. Oh, they just shot a moose on my property. Let's go over here. And so he's like, well, I guess it's time to record the interview. In between running around Well, let's pull over here and shoot some skeet. I got this piece of property on the river. It's just like, wow, this is cool. And I had all these military guys with me in security, great shots. But he had this skeet machine set super hard. And it was very interesting and just very impressive. So with Tucker, it's not some outdoorsman act. In fact, he doesn't even like guys with guns and shooting videos. I said, dude, you ought to show people your fly fishing and your grouse and pheasant hunting and your bear hunting and your moose hunting and your mule deer hunting and your all of this. He's like, well, that's just my private life. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing since I was a little kid. Because he would spend the summers there, but lived out in California. And then his dad would send him back every summer there. And his dad was a great guy. He's a great guy. You know, trained him in doing all sorts of construction, manual labor, and all the rest of it, so he wouldn't be ruined. But I don't want to gush about Tucker Carlson. There's so much big news. It was just a lot of fun. In fact, go to my wife's Twitter, because I don't have a Twitter, so she put a few photos of Tucker and I. And I've got a bunch of us. We've got videos of us hunting and shooting shotguns and all the rest of it. But it was definitely a lot of fun. But Tucker was shooting better than the military guys, better than me. I mean, I was second best shooter. Nothing against military guys. They haven't shot a lot of skeet. But, I mean, Tucker had this thing set really fast, going straight out on a line. And I've never seen a skeet machine set that hard. And he was just blasting them out of the air. And I'm like, dude, you ought to show people this. And this is what you ought to be showing people. And he's like, yeah, I built that cabin over there. And, I'm clearing all this right now. And he's it was very, because I mean, I know all that stuff. I've done that stuff. I'm not like a woodsman or a mountain man or anything, but I've definitely done it all. I mean, I've dehorned 1,000 cattle in a day. I've done cesarean sections on horses and cows. I've roofed houses and strung electrical wire and beat people's brains in. But let me tell you, Tucker Carlson's a manly man. And he didn't put that aura off as this happy, jolly elf. But the best way to describe Tucker Carlson is Santa Claus. He's a young Santa Claus. He's 50-something years old. But I'm going to stop gushing about Tucker Carlson. I'm going to get into Elon Musk coming out, a whole bunch of tweets yesterday saying he's looking to unban Alex Jones. And it's bigger than me. What does that signify with Elon doing that? The huge Tucker interview, the whole globalist plan put out there. It's going to get 100 million views by the time it's done. The clips have already gotten 50 million views or more on Twitter. And that's a record of what they're going to do. And so as they roll their plan out, that interview is devastating. It's already damaged them, but it's going to really upset their apple cart in a big, big way. So very, very exciting. Mark Dice tweeted out this WWE meme. I love Vince McMahon. Tucker on X after getting fired from Fox News. McMahon smiling. Tucker interviewing Alex Jones on X. Oh, now he's really happy. Elon saying he's considering restoring Alex Jones' account. Woo! This is the real world, folks. This is the real InfoWar. And it gets better today. Let's punch him up real quick before we go to break. Look at that Moses beard. That's hillbilly right there, boy. Solitary confinement. They were keeping there the whole time until the pressure. They released him 15 days early. Owen is on the highway, leaving Louisiana for Texas. He'll be back next week. And he's going to be on Tucker either Tuesday or Wednesday. If his probation officer lets him get on an airplane, maybe he'll do it remote. Maybe they'll let him do it remote. You know, the judge said in his sentencing document he's going to jail for a speech. Maybe Owen will get more prison time for what he's about to say straight ahead. So Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer, live on air, straight ahead. Big broadcast today. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and my new book, The Great Awakening. Get it at Infowarsstore.com and get a great book and fund the InfoWar. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. listening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
They're shutting off everything.
He used to send me pictures of the brothel.
We can do it. We can come together now. We're going to beat these people. We're strong. They're weak. We've been asleep. Now we're awake.
But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
I'd like to spit some beech nut in that dude's eye.
I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Cause you can't make us run.
Country folks can't,
you can't starve us out.
Woo!
California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer, the great patriot, the great talk show host and journalist, has now been sent to prison as a message to the world. The judge said, because you still say the election was stolen. And he was thrown in solitary confinement. I talked to him this morning right when he got out. It was the pressure you put. You that ended up them letting him go early and getting him out of solitary confinement. And he's going to be back Monday. I told him to take a few days off. He was ready to even come back on tomorrow. I said, take a few days. He's going to be on with Tucker next week. I'm going to leave it at that. Very exciting. Appreciative of Tucker putting attention on this because it's all of our free speech are going after. Owen's on the side of the road talking to us. Owen, my friend, this is going to be a quick boil down. We're going to talk more about it on Monday on your show, 3 p.m. Central, the Warm, and then with Tucker. Owen, good to see your face, my friend.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. It's great to hear from the crew again. And, you know, so many times, Alex, over the years, I feel like we are telepathically communicating and synced up with one another, because as soon as Hank Williams hit coming out of that break, I was like, man, Hank Williams never sounded so good in my life. I hope he lets it play. And you let it play for about 60 seconds. And damn, Hank Williams never sounded so good. You know, it was an experience that I think God wanted me to go through these last 48 days in jail. There's no doubt. And while it was not something that was pleasant, I certainly went through the worst of it. I went through lows. I got through the worst of it. But there's a lot of things I learned in there, not just that need to be known to the world about how the BOP works, how the justice system is the injustice system, and so many other things. I was also able to read. I read 15 books while I was in there. So I learned a lot. I sharpened my mind. But, you know, you mentioned this coming in, Alex. There's no doubt that not just the political pressure that was applied from the outside in regards to my case that helped me get out of solitary confinement, or it's called the SHU. For people that have been in federal prison before, you know what the SHU is. I was in the SHU. I spent the majority of my time actually in confinement, in lockdown, treated like a high security prisoner. But there's no doubt that the power of prayer, as it's said in the Bible, I read the entire Bible cover to cover, and there was one passage from the Bible that really stuck with me as I was reading it, and it was when Paul and Silas were in prison, and they talked about the power of prayer. And of course, Paul and the apostles were wrongfully imprisoned many times as well. And they talked about the power of prayer and how at one time when Paul and Silas were in prison, it was their prayers every day to God that rocked the foundations of the earth and caused an earthquake, which led to the prison doors being opened for them, in which case they walked out. And I do believe this happened for me not once, but twice. First, it was the power of prayer and the prayers coming from this audience and God hearing your prayers that first opened up the doors of the special housing unit known as the SHU or solitary confinement, the prison in the prison, and then again opened up the prison doors so that I could be released early, serving 47 days of my 60-day sentence. So, you know, and I'll just say this, and I cannot state this strongly enough. My faith in God has been solidified, and my faith in the American people has been reaffirmed. And I'll have a lot of things to say about that in the coming days and weeks and months as we gird ourselves for this, what is going to be an epic 2024 year presidential election. But I think the spirit of humanity, I think the soul, our consciousness, is starting to get reattuned with our divine creation and the future that we have our manifest destiny set to. We are not destined to be slaves in a global corporate government. We are not destined to be destitute and desolate and desperate on this creation, this earth that God gave to us. No, our destiny is something much brighter. Our destiny is something much more prosperous and expansive. And I think we're in a turning now, Alex. I really do believe that.
Owen, when you got that one phone call out, you reported the same thing that we heard from Joe Biggs, everybody, until they totally silenced him, that you were overwhelmingly supported by the inmates and that they knew that you were a political prisoner and they really support President Trump. And so they see many of them that have been set up while they release really hardened criminals. They really resonated with you. So it shows from the highest levels to the lowest levels, people really know what's going on. I hope when you go on Tucker next week, because it'll reach tens of millions of people, that you don't just talk about your experience, Owen, but this is a larger persecution going on. They're trying to put Trump in prison. They're trying to put everybody else in prison. They're trying to put me in prison. And people need to understand that the judge said, and I want you to send that to Tucker. I know you got you on the phone with their producer today. So they called me. What did you want? To show people the sentencing document where the judge says, well, I have three examples the FBI gave me, or the Justice Department, where Owen, in the last few months, said the election was stolen. So because he's not remorseful, you're at the Capitol trying to stop people going in, but because you believe it was stolen, which is overwhelming, and the majority of Americans believe in major polls, they're sending you to jail. They want you to say, to know, we're criminals, we're going to put you in prison for your speech. I mean, they have indicted themselves. They are tyrants naked, wanting us to know they are, thinking that will then intimidate us, Owen, and that's really the gauntlet they've thrown down here.
Well, and of course, in the sentencing memo, and part of my sentencing was, well, if not the majority, was my speech. And one of the speeches cited was me saying death to tyrants, which, by the way, is the logo on the Virginia state flag. So what are they going to ban that next to? But I mean, it's a pretty simple question and answer. Who would be offended by saying death to tyrants? Well, tyrants would be offended by that. Now, I would suggest if people want to get the background, if you're just hearing about this for the first time, go look at the press conferences my attorney and I, Norm Pattis, have done. We did another sit down. We did an interview with you, Alex. We did another long form press conference, if you will, showing the sentencing memo, how they're punishing me for speech, how they're punishing me for not being remorseful, for not believing that the 2020 election results were legitimate. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Trump just gets 30, 40, 50,000 people at a rally. Joe Biden can't fill a broom closet. But hey, let's just go ahead and go with that. Joe Biden gets the most votes of all time. We won't pontificate on that too much. But when people read the sentencing memo, it's exactly what you said. This is a speech crime. We are now living in an age in America where speech crimes and thought crimes are being punishable. But they don't just want to say, oh, we're going to throw you in jail for your speech.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People, but it only made you bigger. Again, they only play one-dimensional. They don't think second, third, fourth, fifth magnitude order developments.
Well, it is the Streisand effect, there's no doubt, because as far as we can tell, and my attorneys and I are still looking into this, I think I'm the only person ever to be in a federal prison with a misdemeanor, ever. Nobody has ever heard of somebody with a misdemeanor in a federal prison. None of the inmates that did long time, none of the guards, nobody's ever heard of that. So what happens is people say, huh, why are they putting this guy in prison? I want to look into what he's saying. So there's no doubt that is going on. When they put me in solitary for the phone call, nobody had ever heard of that before. So they said, why are they putting this guy in solitary for his speech? I want to go find out what he's talking about. So there's no doubt the Streisand effect is taking place. As far as what I'm going to do in the future, Alex, I want to do what I've continued to do. I want to continue to expose the corruption in our government. I want to continue to expose the corruption in our media, our mainstream media. I want to continue to expose the propaganda that exists everywhere in Hollywood, mainstream media, news media. I want to expose the corporate world government enslavement program that they have us all going into towards the mark of the beast. But I will say this. There's an issue that I'm definitely going to be taking up now, and as far as the capacity or the level of it, I'm not quite sure yet. But prison reform is a major issue that we need to address immediately in this country. And I know that my name got brought up during the BOP hearing when they're requesting $2 billion more dollars. And it didn't go so well for them because the whole thing is incompetence, ineptitude. And I would say at least half the people that are in the prisons right now probably don't even belong there. You mentioned this earlier. You go into major inner cities, Democrat cities, Soros DAs, they release the most violent criminals in the country back out onto the streets. But they have all kinds of political prisoners rotting in jail cells every day that most people don't know about. And now I'm going to be able to have their voices be heard. And a lot of people inside are really encouraged by this because nobody's gotten this much attention that's been put away like they have. So
absolutely, because what they're doing is they're releasing violent people, but not the nonviolence. So then it discredits prison reform, and then they defund the police at the same time, and they make us want more prisons. This is all Hegelian dialectic. The people running this are very sophisticated. Now, you're going to do the deep dive with Tucker Carlson on Tuesday. You're going to be back on Monday hosting your own show, but we're happy to give Tucker the big exclusive where you go through all this. I'm not sure we're going to call in to the War Room at 3 p.m. today with Chase Geyser hosting it, but I know you hadn't had a haircut. I talked to you this morning. You said you're exhausted. But I had just a few little tidbits I wanted to add. Just to be clear, they didn't just put you 23 hours in solitary confinement today. You, when your letter got out and your lawyer couldn't talk to you anything, you said that 3 days a week they let you out for a 15-minute shower. And that happened to me once in juvenile, but I wasn't in there long, but I got one shower a week. And let me tell you, when you're in a room for 6-7 days, you get out for 20 minutes, and then the jail guard watches you and says you got a pretty ass. That actually happened to me, and it wasn't my fault. Charges got dropped, but I put a guy in a coma, so they put me in the dangerous area because I'm a dangerous guy. This is a big guy. I did that too. He attacked me. I was fighting for my life, so I beat his brains out, basically. But the point is that it describe what that was like.
Well, I reached a low point about halfway through my solitary, and I won't get too much into the details, but there was a moment where I really hit my low point, and I wouldn't say I was near a breaking point because, you know, I always remain steadfast, but there was definitely a low point that I will never forget being in there. And I mean, it's hard when you never see the sun, when you aren't allowed any movement. The only movement I got was 15 minutes to shower. They cuff you every time you move. You get 3 meals of prison slop every day. You're always hungry. You're always you're never sleeping because the lights are always on. It's always noisy. And so there was a low point, but like I said, I always remained steadfast. I always kept my faith and my strength in God. I was always praying. I know people were praying for me. And then after that valley of the low point, things started to turn around. Like I said, the foundations were shook. The prison doors were open.
And you told me this morning that you learned the pressure of the listeners and people is the reason that they let you go early. They were like, okay, get rid of the problem.
100% without a doubt. I would have been in solitary. I would have been in confinement. The entire sentence probably would have served over 50 days, all in confinement, if it wasn't for the political pressure and the prayers on the outside. 110%, no doubt about it. Yeah,
all right, Owen. Well, again, nobody with a misdemeanor is ever put in prison. People say, oh, he only got 2 months. What's the big deal? Grow up. Suck it up. It's the press. He was there at the Capitol with me, and they said the charging document. Owen has lied. He perjured himself. He doesn't work in InfoWars. He's never worked there. I'm reading this in a federal document. The level of their deception, these criminals just think they've got free reign. Now Biden says we're going to send troops in to Ukraine if we don't give him another $106 million to launder. I mean, these people are maniacs.
It's Twilight Zone stuff when you deal this. And I don't know if the transcripts ever got released from my sentencing, but the prosecuting attorneys, they get up there because our argument is, hey, this is free speech. This is First Amendment. And the attorneys for the U.S. government get up there and they say, this is not about Owen Schroyer's speech, but here's what he said. This is not about Owen Schroyer's First Amendment, but here's what he was reporting. Here's what he did on a video. So it's like Twilight Zone stuff. You almost can't even believe that this is real world stuff. You think you're in like a movie or some sort of a simulation, and these are like non-player characters that are just repeating whatever their program.
That's how I felt in federal court, federal bankruptcy court 2 weeks ago. The other lawyers, like 8 of them, 9 of them, they looked like robot NPCs. They were just, everything they said was a lie. And I was like, God, thank God I'm not, these people don't even look real. It was like, what the hell is going on here?
Well, Alex, I know we're running short on time here, and I kind of want to turn this around and boomerang this on you for a second, because like I said earlier, I think that we're really at a turning point now. I'm not guaranteeing victory or anything, and this is all in God's hands.
No, I totally agree. Everybody agrees that the turning is happening.
But your life's work, Alex, 20 plus years of doing this, I've seen you go through highs, I've seen you go through lows, I've seen them try to destroy you, and still you're here on air today giving me this platform for my first statements. I mean, how do you feel seeing this? Do you feel like your life's work is starting to finally be manifest and the fruits are starting to grow? Because, I mean, I feel like
I definitely see it and I know it, But it really means we're just waking up now to the fight we were already in. We're getting beat up in our bed. We're waking up and are finally starting to throw our first punches, and we're landing our first punches. So we're already bloodied and stabbed, but we're a lot tougher than the enemy. And so, yeah, we're going to be on top of them very soon, throwing elbows right into their eye sockets, and basically we're going to tear their head off, non-violently as a metaphor. But no, we're about to bash the brains out and, you know, knock their teeth out and break their ribs and, you know, pull their eyeballs out.
Politically,
not violently.
Politically, of course.
Yeah, I mean, literally, though. Yeah no, but we just now woke up. We're getting beat. We're bleeding. We start getting up, fighting. We throw a couple of shots, and they already ran up against the wall and are already like, whoa. And we just got to get in there and just get going, and we're going to win this thing, brother.
Well, and let me just make this as kind of proof positive of what we're talking about. Folks, I was in solitary confinement for quarantine for 7 days. No access to anything. I got out. I made one phone call. They immediately put me back into solitary confinement where I remained for the first 26 days of my sentencing. Now, because of the political pressure, I was able to have a meeting with the warden. And I will give a shout out to the warden. I think he treated me fairly and did as much for me as he possibly could, given the circumstances. I think he's a good man and a good American. But when I sat down for that meeting, still cuffed, he looked at me like he was looking at a ghost or like some sort of a spirit or an apparition, because he sits me down and he's like, what's going on? What are you telling the people? What is your message? What are you doing here? What's going on? And I'm just sitting there because I have no
context. Hold on. I got to go to break. I got to 5 more minutes. I got to hear this story. Yeah, like, what have you done? A loving thing. Oh, the prison's fine. Thanks to the crew. Thanks for the letter of support. Love you all. God loves you. I love Jesus. They're like, what did you do? Because, you know, the feds called and said, throw that son of a bitch in the dungeon. I haven't heard this yet. We only talked like 10 minutes this morning. Let's come back and talk about that. I'm going to get into the Elon Musk, the Twitter, the wars, Biden, nuclear blackmail. I mean, it's totally insane. But I got to do this. We won't be here. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, water filtration, storable food, air filtration, X2, the most powerful iodine out there, so good for your old body, back in stock. Turbo Force, incredible, 10-hour clean energy. InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. They're all about to sell out, but despite that, we are discounting them up to 60% off. Double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and I need to fund my operation. Plus, it's a great book. You get the signed book. It costs a lot more, but it's a fundraiser to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com. Please get the signed copy of The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, with Alex Jones. Ken Heckenlively helped write it, and was forward by Stephen K. Bannon. I'm not going to get into a whole story explaining it, but the federal judge in the bankruptcy makes me pay half the legal bills. I have no money. I'm upside down. So that's the only chink in the armor. InfoWars, bankruptcy's going through. We're going to stay on air, except I can't pay my bills. I'm selling my extra car, guns, everything. It's nothing. I'm counting on you to haul us out of this, just like they have the IRS tapes of Willie Nelson, you know, and the people saved him. I'm asking, if you believe we're doing something valuable, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get The Great Awakening. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer, fresh out of the federal hooscow for speech.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.